We're just starting to look at Acts chapter 21, verses 10 through 15. Now, after telling us about Philip the Evangelist's four unmarried daughters, who were recognized as prophetesses, in verse 11 and 12, Luke goes on to record an incident involving another prophet who appeared earlier in the Acts narrative. Luke tells us, after we had been there at Caesarea Maritima a number of days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. Coming over to us, he took Paul's belt, tied his own hands and feet with it, and said, "The Holy Spirit says, in this way the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem will bind the owner of this belt and will hand him over to the Gentiles." While Luke does not record any prophecies of Philip's daughters, he does relate one that comes from the well-recognized prophet Agabus. As F.F. Bruce points out, this next narrative is a link to one of Luke's prior "we" passages. In Acts 11, the prophet Agabus came down from Jerusalem to Antioch and foretold a famine which took place during Claudius's reign. Now, in yet another "we" section, Agabus comes down to Caesarea and foretells Paul's arrest and imprisonment at Jerusalem. I might note that both times Agabus appears in Luke's narrative, he brings negative news. For that reason, he might not be at the top of everyone's guest list for dinner parties. As Agabus appears at Caesarea Maritima, he took Paul's belt, tied his own hands and feet with it, and said, "The Holy Spirit says, in this way the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem will bind the owner of this belt and will hand him over to the Gentiles." Now, it's interesting that Agabus not only gives the verbal message of the prophecy, but in a sense acts it out by using Paul's belt. As F.F. Bruce again points out, it is conveyed in action as well as in word. Now, this is reminiscent of several Old Testament prophecies. For example, in 1 Kings 11, Ahijah tore his new outer garment to show how Solomon's kingdom would be disrupted. Similarly, in Isaiah 20, the prophet remained naked and barefoot for 18 months as he foretold Assyria's invasion of Egypt and Cush. In Ezekiel 4, the prophet symbolized the Babylonian siege of Jerusalem using a model of the city. So in the case of Agabus, he foretold the binding of Paul by tying himself up with Paul's girdle. I should note that this was not a short leather belt. Instead, as John Stott notes, quote, "it must rather have been a long piece of cloth which was worn as a girdle." The combination of Agabus's words and pantomime then was meant to indicate that what was said would be fulfilled because God had revealed it. This reminds us of Isaiah 55, verses 10 through 11. "My word is like the snow and rain that comes down from the sky to water the earth. They make the crops grow and provide seed for planting and food to eat. So also will be the word that I speak. It will not fail to do what I plan for it. It will do everything I send it to do." So again, we have a repetition of events connected to dire predictions for Paul's Jerusalem trip and the response of his friends. In verse 12, Luke records, "When they heard this, we and the others there begged Paul not to go to Jerusalem." So once again, we have an indication from the Holy Spirit that Paul has suffering and imprisonment ahead of him. And once again, his friends advise him not to go. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.